the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Paige?
Yes, sir.
Was that not the wildest, craziest ride you ever took just then with that lady's call?
Ape.
I kept thinking, what's in the bag?
God.
What's in the bag?
Like a head
and
or
then
something.
I had to do a live Rob Inario commercial right after that, and I'm just sitting here with my jaw.
Yeah. Made you say ding-a-ling in the commercial.
Congratulations, April. That was solid.
She served it.
That was good.
Can I ask you something real quick? Because it might not come up again.
Yeah.
Is there a particular reason why you said that example in the Rob commercial of ding-a-ling in the bag?
I was thinking about Lorena Bobbitt when she cut off.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when she cut it off and then remember she carried it with her and then slung it out. Shut up.
Guess what? That was 33 years ago today.
There's that number
again. The Bobbitt
thing?
Yeah, that she did it.
What is going on? I feel like I'm in some parallel universe where, like, every day I make mention of someone who's something historically, and then Shot in the Dark plays, and then Stone Man promo plays, and then here we are.
Nancy it's Guthrie like, update? After
yes,
you talked about it.
I was just about to do that.
What?
Yes.
I don't know if it's a mild retardation or if it's
That's
some kind
of... That's not fair. I'd say full.
It's just some kind of psychic awakening, but I'd be nervous to be you right now.
I literally have been harping on, yesterday especially, that there's no... We've forgotten about Nancy Guthrie. That
well,
it's not
did.
On the news anymore, and that's...
Yeah.
And now there's an update.
Well, here's the latest. Savannah did have a statement yesterday, and she and her siblings reportedly got a message on February 6th in which her alleged abductor apologized for her inadvertent death.
Why would this take four? I mean, not that you owe us anything, but kinda.
What is the protocol when these letters come in? Who's chasing them? Like, how are they trying to... Because these letters just come in and they say, you know, we think these are credible. Now, there's a lot of them coming in.
Yeah.
But the few that come in, they're like, you know, these are the ones we believe.
And did they send them to her at, like, NBC? Like, how do you have her home address? Why is she, you know what I'm
you
saying?
You know, yeah.
Yeah, like.
To the media. So.
Matt Lauer dropped it off.
this is the story behind
He's
that.
He's coming back.
I heard.
They got a message on February 6th apologizing for Nancy Guthrie and the inadvertent death. But the sender also suggested returning the body for an unspecified amount of money.
God. Unbelievable. You know, I honestly hope that, this is weird. I hope for the sake of the family that it is real and it's not just that there's some despicable son of a bitch in the world that after all this family's been through, would still try to scam them in a way. Like, I hope that is really, sadly. I mean, don't we all agree it sucks? But you've kind of given up hope at this point.
I think they did pretty quick.
Yeah, but they still need, they need to finish the chapter on what to do with their parent, you know? They don't.
Oh, no. I mean, until you absolutely know for her the rest of their life, the brother and the sister as well, everyone in the family, they'd always be wondering. To know that, yes, this happened, I can get her body back and we can lay her to rest. Like, I would almost hope that was real some fool doing that.
You just don't want your loved one to suffer as much as they did because I went through, not that my case is anywhere near close to what happened with this family, but when my brother was found dead, I wanted to know what happened the night before.
Rip.
And why he was left in front of his truck.
Yeah.
Outside in the cold, you know, what happened? And it took 4 months for them to do an autopsy, and finally I knew. Those 4 months, it was just like I couldn't sleep, agony. You know, I just didn't want... You don't want your loved ones to suffer at all. You want them to go peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a few that, you know. Did you get, like, any kind of investigation into what happened?
Yes and no.
Okay. That's
I had a lot of people trying to call me and give me, and I didn't want to hear from anybody. I just want to know what law enforcement had to tell me.
Yeah.
Paige, this is the cops. This is the same cop that found your phone.
What do you know?
I'm working two cases. Right. I'm doubling up. Well, if that's your attitude, I'll be seeing you soon.
I was told.
Going out tonight? Me too.
With the phone, I was told you'll never get your phone back. But then I pinged it and found out exactly where this person was.
What if you see the body cam of the cop talking to Paige and it's just like on her chest the whole time?
You yes, see his yes, eyes?
Why is everybody a pervert?
Like, are you listening to me? He's like, yeah. Yes, ma'am. You see the eyes go back up to her head?
Yes, ma'am. I just I was checking my little speaker for a second.
I was looking to see if you were wearing a badge as well. I've seen busty cops 3, 4, and 5.
So, there's just Bill Brooks to dispatch.
You know, that's got to be the preferred porn of police officers. Busty cops.
Busty cop has got to be.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes boobs.
Come on.
All right. So instead of sending the full amount, authority sent like $152 in Bitcoin to the address they were given.
Yeah, they were testing it for a second there to
hoping
see.
Hoping that somebody
it's worth
would
$138
retrieve it,
now.
Which would have made them traceable, but they never touched it.
It's tricky when it comes to these crypto wallets, how much they put in. And some you can trace, some you can't. When you buy stuff off of the black market, it still has to go somewhere. So, you know, it's tricky. Somebody could be waiting there for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they found Ross Ulbricht, you know, the Silk Road.
Yeah,
guy.
God, that's right.
And a coffee shop in San Francisco.
Yeah. And then that, wasn't it Ghislaine? Ghislaine? Didn't they find her because, or she may have turned herself in, but she was posting on social media like at coffee shops. And then people online used her social media to find out where exactly she was at by finding the background pictures.
Something like that, yeah. Dude, what if you take a little bear?
Dude, Ostmish.
He's a little cub. He's like, I want a beard. And then as the chick's walking him, she says, we'll go get a beard. And it's Ghislaine Maxwell. It's a new scent.
I hate that.
Gross.
I hate that.
Who would put that on your beard?
No. Ghislaine Island. It all smells like beard oil.
No. But I've got to figure out how to spell it, but I am going to come out with a Christmas scent called Gollyluyah.
You should do like body scents for dudes.
Gollyluyah, like Gollyluyah, Gollyluyah, Gollyluyah. Praise ye, man.
That's big.
That's too far with it.
All right, we're
speaking
still
of that, if
it.
if you'd went on my tip that I gave last week, Fat Boys, plus 22%.
So I don't know if you're leading me astray sometimes.
Why would I do that?
With you, so you can, you know, clean up.
Nope. What's the clean? Oh, you think I would? Oh, you know, like, it's a big influence.
You could be over there shorting stuff, Ron.
No, I did that for like 3 weeks, and that's where you get brain rot.
Do you want to know why?
Good band.
Madonna doesn't want to get naked anymore.
Does she have like that long? Like the neighbor's dog in the Adam Sandler City?
No, how would I know? She says she doesn't want to get naked anymore because
she's a witch.
Everyone's doing it. And she says, as I quote, I want to do what people are not doing, which is
she did a whole book called
clothes.
Sex.
I mean,
it was all naked through it.
She had pit hair in the 80s when every dude alive had pit hair in the 80s.
Think of her portfolio from Dick Tracy to Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
Who'll be in town this Saturday. I'm going to see him.
Oh, you're going to see the worm?
Yeah.
You're talking about her body count?
You want to see another worm?
No, I'm not going to see her body count. I'm going to see...
That's a
band with a bad song, Paige. We don't like body count.
We don't like it.
We support the cops.
I'll tell you what else we don't like. It's a green pool. Why is the water green?
God bless.
It was blue last time,
dude,
I saw. Now it's green.
That's something. That's not...
Did I rent spoil the pool? It used to be
or
so blue.
Did
you ever call it American flag blue?
That's not natural. That's
like
somebody
money,
threw
somebody
stuff
put some
in there.
Algae in it.
Oh, they're saying it was
grow that fast.
They're saying it was, you know, vandalized, which is massive, and the liner is kind of sticking out.
I would think that because the heat, algae does grow fast, and that's if you've ever had a swimming pool, you would know that.
Well, they're
happens.
Supposed to drain it now. I don't know where that water is going. But they're running out of time.
A data center.
They're going to put a data center in the pool.
Get a data center beside the ballroom.
But yeah, make it all.
It's going to be a beautiful concert.
I don't know.
Remind me, data centers. I'm going to write it out. I had a new thing I found out.
Trinity River. It's a dirty little river.
Is it just a fountain of water? There's no like fish or anything.
Well, they said they probably got somebody contracted that didn't know what they were doing.
Well.
Jenny Gump walked through it one time.
She did.
Forrest.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now the water has AIDS. There's AIDS in the water because Jenny walked through the water.
Oh my God.
She had AIDS.
That's why it turned green.
It turned green.
Jenny with AIDS gave it, she ruined it.
But somehow had a son that did not get AIDS.
No.
He didn't get it.
Is he,
Forrest didn't get it either, but Jenny's, she's eat up with it. She's eat up with the AIDS, Jenny.
Like, I assumed he was asking, was Forrest Jr. kind of like, you know.
Special.
Whatever you want to assume that. But Forrest might have, does he have AIDS too?
Like,
you
know. Like, what was he asking like?
I don't know. It's weird.
Is he sick too?
Yeah.
AIDS don't work that way, Forrest. It skips a generation.
I sat on your toilet seat. Do I have it now also, Jenny?
You might have a touch of it, Forrest. A little bit of it.
Is that what killed Bubba? No, what? Forrest. That gun shot him and shot him. It came up and bit him in the leg.
I had a piece of shrimp, Forrest. I had AIDS in it. It was an AIDS fried shrimp, and then I ate it, and then I got the AIDS, Forrest, and that's what happened.
Is that why Lieutenant Dan lost his legs because of AIDS?
Yes, Forrest. He got AIDS from the knees down, and they had to take his legs.
Stop.
I'm the luckiest man alive.
This is fan fiction.
Just rewrote Forrest Gump. Everybody has AIDS.
The worst.
I love it. I might watch it.
All right. Well, I'm paid. I'll see you guys. Guys.
I need something to watch on the flight to Iran. I might watch Forrest Gump has AIDS.
Oh, guys.
What, like, will the team ride back with him? The Iranian soccer team?
I don't know.
Can you imagine how fun that would
the
be?
Mixed, what do you call it? Mixed bedfellows? Is that what you call it? Like, you know, we had our issues with Russia I don't know where we stand with them now, but like, you know, even during like the Cold War time, but
that's
yet on
question.
The International Space Station, they hung out.
This is the longest I haven't heard from Russia.
I mean, why would it be political?
Scary. Well, why? I mean, why is it ever? Why is it ever political?
It should never be.
You understand my point, though. If you're at odds with another country and their people are killing your people and vice versa, but suddenly you go up into space and live with them people, that's the reality show I want
to
watch.
We're going to go to fight in space. It's going to be a space fight. It's going to be bigger than the UFC in the grass.
International Space Station reality show. You put a Klansman. You put a
Black Panther.
Black Panther. You put someone from a name of Mexican gang.
Any cartel. Sinaloa.
Some Zionists.
Yeah.
Well, I've already said clans. I'm just kidding.
And they just go at it like, you know, Royal Rumble style.
A woman? You got to have...
put a woman in there.
You know. Yes. I'd love to watch. You know what would happen? We would be amazed that at the end of this thing.
I like it.
They're all going to be friends.
It's a great idea. And then we'll do it in space. We'll have a space arena.
And as they come back...
Dana White's bald ass will be there too.
What do you want to tell everyone on Earth since you just lived together for the last year in space and they would all say, it really is flat. When you look down, it is flat. It is a disc. It's a disc.
You told them to ask the pilot if the world is flat.
Dude, there's a bunch of videos. Pilots are... I don't know how they're not getting in trouble for this. Because, you know, like, pilots have a very, very strict kind of... They have strict policies, as they should, strict policies.
We love pilots. They have showers and beef jerky and
like
water.
When they're in the cockpit, they cannot talk to each other about anything other than the flight and things. I watched that TV show about this. It was real interesting. It really was.
You think a pilot's like, I ain't sitting up here till they change the name.
If the co-pilot notices the pilot's doing something wrong, they have to say, hey, I think you're doing this wrong. You can't. Mom's the word, or you know, it might crash or whatever. But a lot of people are going up to pilots at airports and such, and they're saying, "Hey, tell me something. Is the world really flat?" And a bunch of these pilots are saying, "I'm not supposed to say this, but it is flat."
Attention, co-pilot, to the cockpit, please.
And so they're doing it to screw around with people, but
they think Jug the world is flat.
Jug loves flexing that private jet stuff. He sent me more pictures on text message of him on private jets than he has of him with his child.
He shouldn't be sending you pictures of his kid.
Why? I'm a big fan of Ken Ken. I think she will
be
the world's first ever influencer NASCAR driver lady.
She's going to drive. He's already going to have to get her a go-kart and get that set up.
That's right? A Barbie go-kart. That'd be cute.
That's exactly right.
So, and you got to go to Bandoleros after that, and you just, there goes the money.
Yeah. Ah, play some Shane McMahon for us.
Racing ain't free, buddy.
Paige, that was one of your better ones. I enjoyed that one. That was really good. All right, this is how where we did you say, lot. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys.
I think I did that a while ago, didn't I?
Oh!
You know what?
Ralphie's Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
Welcome to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, it's 8:33. Bill Brooks and little Madonna for you. There's a wreck everywhere. I'm on vacations. I don't care.
Paige, I have another AI request.
No.
Oh. I want Madonna Summer. I want, it's Madonna. Basically Black Madonna in the 70s.
I may not be able to do that because copyright.
You had me a Black Madonna.
Black Madonna?
UB40.
Yeah.
Black Madonna.
And you know what? If anyone says, what do you mean by that? Why was Jesus black in her music video?
That's a good question.
Okay. Someone had to say it, Paige.
Were there different Jesuses? And you could just, you know, whatever color you
see. I think that's kind of a little side thing you're saying, but I really think that's, there's a lot of truth into that.
Yeah.
That there was, I think it was, they have a, and a feel. I think that it would be, now, I don't know why certain people in the world would want to see something that was blue with like 9 heads, but
go see Melissa at Adam and Eve right now.
That's for bachelorette parties. that thing.
We've got a Gatling gun dildos now.
What is that?
They sell things up there that,
it's 12
that
ones.
Look like stress relievers, and they could be, but not the kind I was thinking.
I always have to go with Fatboy because he knows things.
I didn't want to say this because she told me not to, but they actually have an attachment to a bush hog. It's kind of like a forklift almost, but it has like 3 long prongs on it, and they're all devices that you would, you know, stick somebody with.
Oh,
and you just drive it up to them, and you know.
Are they called bush hog legs?
It's kind of like the bike in Borat. Not Borat, Bruno.
Bruno, I know. I get them mixed up too. But he did, like, didn't he, like, get naked and gay wrestle that big guy? That was Borat. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
There's a lot of. That was probably getting the Pride Month play. You know, how all your streaming platforms suddenly, hey, here's a bunch of gay movies.
Bruno's the one.
They highlight them, you know, like during Black History Month. Black
Bruno's,
voices.
They went camping and he got naked and he tried to get in Donnie's tent.
May I touch your phone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's
all
see.
Right. Paige is showing me behind the scenes.
Now, did she do the first one or is this the new one?
Let me tell you her prompt. Black-skinned Madonna in the 70s. Black-skinned. I already know the answer to this. You say of color. That's what it is. We're sorry. But the image we create may violate our guardrails around lightly sexual or provocative themes. Now, you go on there and say, give me a wide open, I guarantee you.
I would like to see that.
I guarantee you. But, well, give me a honky, don't say honky, Caucasian.
Peckerwood.
Caucasian, yeah. Oprah. I'd love to see it. Hoppo.
I'm still freaked out by the white Mike Vick they put up years ago.
White Mike Vick.
Yeah.
White Mike Vick. I don't remember that one.
Oh, I gotta show you that, but yeah. It was on a news story because they were talking about
by the way, I don't want to, like, do we have a Bowling Springs coming up today?
Yep.
Oh, we for real do?
Let me go check real quick.
Well, no, I can look.
Well, I was more focused
I'll
on
say
what
it
I was
anyway.
Say. Actually, yeah, it's coming up.
Okay, well, I'll say it anyway.
Next hour.
So I told you that this Saturday that Dennis Rodman's coming.
The Worm.
It's going to be at the big card show. For more information, BowlingSpringsSportsCards.com, at Bowling Springs Sports. And
what's up, Travis?
They've added two more guests. One of them.
Oh, is this breaking news?
No. I mean, it's,
what is to me?
Cause from yesterday. Sid Bream. Atlanta Brave. I love Sid Bream.
So you can ask him why Kent Herbeck pulled his leg off the bag in the 91 exactly. World Series.
But here's where it could get. I already said Dennis Rodman's going to be here.
Dennis Madonna.
This third guest, also former Atlanta Brave.
Ryan Klesko.
But But remember, Dennis Rodman's going to be there.
Oh, no. Are we talking about the inspiration for Kenny Powers himself?
Johnny freaking Rocker.
John Rocker!
Yes!
Now, see, here's where it gets tricky. I would love to talk to Johnny Rocker. I'd be kind of afraid to talk to John Rocker live.
What if I told you that I asked about that? And it is called a a la carte feature.
Come
if
on.
You will. You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay. Unbelievable.
I don't know if I want to pony up for that one.
Now, I kind of get it, though. Like, if you said, hey, Mick Jagger, you're going on tour. Go call a bunch of radio stations and do interviews. I don't have to, mate. I don't have to.
Do the rooster on the phone, too, please. Get Keith to do it.
Keith's asleep. He's pickled at this point.
Bless him.
But
John Rocker.
But then, you know, something like this coming to town to meet Dennis Rodman and being a John Rocker, all these people. No, I'm just talking about John Rocker and Rodman. I haven't asked about Sid Bream, but a la carte thing.
What will Rocker write on your whatever he signs?
Like, I can't wait to see the price list, the inscriptions, like.
Which nationality?
How much to put a slur on, you know.
And which slur are they priced out?
Are they priced out? Like, I bet I know the top one. I bet I know the top dollar. Actually, I don't know. It might be a tie. It might be a tie. Speaking of that, Alan Greenspan died. I don't know if you saw that.
100 years old. He made it to 100. I didn't realize he worked for four presidents. I can't remember when he exactly took some
like,
time off.
It was like, what'd they say? He was like... The person that worked for more was Kissinger.
Yep.
And then also freaking, God, am I ruining headlines?
No.
Oh.
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen.
I'm sad.
Clive Owen is
it's not
dead.
He's, I told you. Yeah. I said that. He ain't dead.
He ain't dead.
Look at all these rich elite.
Clive Owen, as far as I know, is very much with us.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because I just...
Hold on a minute.
God, I think I just checked on him, actually.
Wait a minute. What did I say?
Because I watched Inside Man recently.
Hold on. Oh, look
then
at
I watched Inside a Man.
Oh, Lord.
Which was a parody of that movie.
Were you preparing for tomorrow's Clive Davis?
Yes.
Clive Davis. So, I mean, like a
Clive
piece
Owen
of...
Clive Owen is alive.
A piece of music history, Clive Davis.
Yeah, but a bad, bad person.
Why?
Oh, just a lot of...
I mean, if you look at the height of the boy band fame, you know, that's him. Jive Records.
Huge. I don't know how anybody that was ever in management of boy bands or really any kid artist is ever going to be looked at in a good light, because you see and hear all these awful stories. Like the girl that died the other day, the one that was in page you mentioned, I forget her name.
I saw that. She's a Lilo and Stitch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, man.
The voice.
She didn't get she got screwed out of all her royalties and was literally living on the streets.
Yeah, now, Skid Row, right?
Yeah. Some people say, drugs. How about drugs? Let's hear it for drugs, huh? I don't think that...
That's tough, man.
That, you know, she literally, like, all her family members, like, they literally groomed her and used her and then... pushed her out, made her sign everything away.
I think that's one of the Culkins, you know, accused their parents of, or the dad at least, was burning through the money.
Yeah.
And that's Macaulay Culkin was bringing it in.
Yeah. But yeah, this stuff about Clive Davis. Yes. I looked at my notes.
Long time, man.
Yeah. But just a lot of bad things associated with him. But Alan Greenspan, you know, same thing. All right, we'll take a break.
Big money guy.
And
I didn't realize he was still married to Andrea Mitchell, too. They were still together.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, long time. News.
God, I didn't know. I know who that is.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Can I get some air in here, buddy? Please? God almighty.
Fan the door. No one pooted or anything. It's just, it's very seasonably warm in here.
What kind of outfit are we running?
Really, does it have anything to do with the fact that I went outside to get my drink out of the car. It is completely sunny and dry as a bone now.
Nice.
At 1 hour ago, it was raining.
Well, there you go. It was only a 40% chance.
Well, we then got our 40% worth. It was doing that tapping on the glass sound, you know.
It was raining.
Look at that. Good job, Coco Nose, making the rain go away.
Coco Nose. I used to buy music there.
Yeah, used to wait in line.
When merged, when Coconut and Pocono merged, it was Coconos.
God, man.
Okay.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Ooh, I finna take
a...
Come on, pretty.
Just, you got Google. What do you know about Clive? You got Google. Look, like, the alleged allegations are he would get people who were artists who were not hooked on drugs, especially when it came to signing contracts. They'd sign everything away. Even Suge Knight said that, and he's, some would call, a very, very evil son of a gun.
Suge knows a lot about a lot of people, but you just, some of the stuff you're like the Diddy stuff, he was kind of on about a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and then Clive Davis and Diddy were like, you know.
Then when the Punisher started giving interviews, the Gigolo named the Punisher?
Thomas Jane?
They kind of confirmed a lot of it. It's sad to think that you think of him first when you hear Punisher.
What, Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
I don't know why I do. Who do you think of when you hear
awful
Punisher?
Awful movie. Big Johnny Bernthal.
Yeah, he's hot.
Well, it was an awful movie.
It was terrible.
I wasn't ever a Punisher fan, but I did have one of those shirts back then.
I loved Punisher.
The skull on it.
Dude, like that's when we first had Nash in the studio. He came off of doing Punisher. He's in that one.
That's a good show.
Well, he's in the movie with Thomas Jane.
I don't think it had come out yet, though. He just filmed it.
I think it just came out, or one of those.
It just came out, Paige. You hear this? 19 years in college.
It's like, yeah.
Just came conjugation is
yeah, I'm in the Punisher. Yeah, so I threw him around the room because he got me cheap wine. How about that?
You know what? I'm going to quit arguing with people about this. You have the internet. And it's you're right. It is.
Well, I thought you didn't have the internet.
I have it now.
We got it back.
I rebooted this
to get old
Clive Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Owen.
Did
Owen
he find Whitney Houston? He either found her or signed her.
Tommy Mottola, I thought, was the one, but he like
beat her. That was Mariah Carey, right?
Who'd you just say?
Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Hey, let me double check.
It might have been Whitney. Yeah, but Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
He's the one that got her hooked.
Kelly Clarkson said he was a bully.
Oh, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
I knew you were going to do it. I got to throw
Kelly
some
Clarkson
high pitch
knew in. What, Paige?
That he was a bully.
Oh, yeah? Well.
Was he a bully or was he shrewd? Was he a businessman?
I know. I know. There's several ways to look at it. People who get screwed over. Well, you bullied your way.
Well, he found her in 1983.
I was signing something the other day. I took a picture of it and sent it to Rob. I really did.
Was it a knocker?
No.
Hadn't signed those in a while.
Knocker.
No. Isn't it sad? The last thing, days of signing breasts, days of signing motorcycles, the last thing, tangible object like that I signed was a child.
Yeah, you do. You signed a motorcycle, you've signed a kid. Probably breasts. The two biggest. Breasts.
I've signed a breast and a man breast.
You know what was awkward about the breast for a little bit is you kind of wanted to just hold the pen. And nothing else. But then you'd have somebody say, get on there. Like, you got to, you got to grab it, I guess, to hold it, to sign it.
Yeah, it's like when you sign a baseball, you don't just, the baseball's not sitting there on the table.
Rolling
I've never
around.
Signed a baseball now, but, if you did, it's going to roll around. So you're like, hold on, I got to hold this thing.
Yeah, why would we sign balls? We should be signing. But nobody carries, microphones to an appearance or whatever. You'd sign big-ass draft mugs, but...
I'm surprised Mark never said, wear your headphones if you're out doing appearances so people get it. those are the radio guys.
Yeah, they're not going to know what you do if you don't wear headphones.
It's okay if they're not plugged in.
3, 2, 1. Look at the screen. What it just turned.
Oh, the bait bus subscriptions.
No, it just turned 45 minutes.
Well, put her on.
I was not going to put her on. You wanted to do your damn headlines.
No, put her on.
It's Paige's fault.
It is not.
Edith.
Yeah. Yes.
Edith, you were wanting to call in and reflect on the life of Clive Davis.
No, is that what it is?
No.
No.
What's up? How are you?
Well, I was just going to comment. My brother, my baby brother, he turned, his hair was turning white when he was a teenager.
Oh, no.
And he shaves his head just because his hair is so white.
Hey, what's the...
Did he, like, see something that scared him real bad when he was young?
I have no earthly idea.
Oh, man. You just said, I have. That scared me.
I have.
You sound like Johnny Cash for a minute, Edith. I have no idea. you're delightful, Edith. You really are.
30 days. 30 days, and y'all will be seeing me for real. Oh,
30 days.
I'll have to get a cute outfit.
We got some stuff playing, too. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to do. Edith, should we tell her now?
Do you want to give her one of them? Drop a little hint? Or just tell her straight up?
Edith, we're going to do oral wrestling with you and Paige.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a next tag, though. Me and you can choose me or Fat Boy, and then Paige gets the other one.
Yep.
Paige, she chooses since she's the guest. And then we're going to get, if I know any sports analysts that could come in and do it, I would call them, but I don't.
Don't know any,
but nevertheless, no. We're going to ask you to join us on a Facebook fuss. And
I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought we did. Yeah, we did.
Come on,
we did.
I thought we were going to play a game or two.
Well, we're going to play all kind. It's going to be Edith Day on the show that day.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I hope you wear something slutty.
Oh, well, I've been choosing.
God.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah, wow. Paige just said, I got to get a cute outfit. She don't get nothing for us, but Edith's coming.
Hey, is there what's the age difference between you and your brother?
8 years. I'm 8 years younger than my oldest brother and 8 years older than my youngest brother.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. I'm going to ask a very odd question, and one I'll probably regret later, Edith, but did his underwear hair turn white as well? I would have no idea. Sing when Edith comes in, she's gonna sing I've Been Everywhere Man by Johnny Cash.
Oh yeah, we'll do some karaoke too.
We'll do that.
We call it karaoke because we don't stand up.
Edith, I appreciate your patience. 45 minutes, that's a lot. I appreciate you.
You're a trooper.
Anything to talk to y'all, it makes my day.
Well, we'll talk again, too, before you come down.
Yes, we will. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 30
days from today. Oh, the countdown is on. All right.
Yay.
All right, my dear. You have a great day, Edith.
Well, y'all too, and y'all be careful because the storm's not over.
Oh,
oh
amen,
damn it!
That. Oh,
yeah. Amen. All right,
thank you. All right.
Bye bye. Rest in peace, Clive Owen.
When somebody says to you, "It's all downhill from here," do you take that as like it's not good or it's like easy?
Oh, easy for sure. That's where you do the little hand motion, like. There goes the car.
Down. Yeah, but it's like,
down
downhill.
Hill where?
Something she said there.
Straight to
like,
hell.
Made me think about that. It's like
when I say wear something slutty.
No,
not that.
That was fun though. Like just to think, like if you saw no other job could you say that to a woman
really
of
couldn't.
Age, and that would be, or really any woman.
It was all the corporate training. I could not work at a grocery store and say, hey, you gonna wear something slutty
Are
tomorrow?
You gonna wear something slutty?
Every day
he would stand in the pro. He would be. It wouldn't be Walter. It'd be Jeremy.
I got assless chaps.
Hey, nice melons.
Yeah,
he'd be doing it the whole time.
He's in the.
Is your beef
organ.
Certified?
Organ
All
section.
Downhill from here. That to me says, and this is like cup half empty, half full. Downhill, you feel easy.
Oh yeah.
I feel as though you've hit your peak and it's going down.
Oh yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Well,
I know that's a real deep thinker.
Well, I guess it's like a daily thing versus a overall in general.
Oh, I know what made, because she said, be careful out there. And I was like,
no.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, she said, the storm's not over.
It's not.
Like, yeah, but the storm of life is what she meant.
God. Well, you ain't lying.
Yes, it ain't over.
It's not over. Thank God it's not over.
It's not over, Paige.
No.
It's not over till... It's not over till Teddy Swim sings.
Right?
That's what they
Teddy
say.
Teddy Swim. I think people are still stuck in traffic in that show.
They really... Well, they're pre-stuck for the Morgan Wallen show.
Oh, my God.
They're already pre-stuck.
Yeah. Get ready for that. 2 days worth.
Let me tell you something, Clemson. If you run out of liquor and beer this time, you don't know your audience.
I mean,
you right. don't. No. There's not going to be anybody in attendance that doesn't drink like a freaking fish.
What the?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys.